How is the Turks and Caicos Islands government currently assessing the situation between the United States and Iran?
In my case, that certainly is having an effect on petroleum prices, and then that will have a knock-on effect for energy. And so my ministry is looking at it from that point of view. We're looking at that and assessing the knock-on effect it will have in terms of petroleum prices overall, not just energy, even petroleum at the pump. And we're looking at it by energy, because energy also falls under the Energy Utilities Department. So my ministry is looking at it from those two specific areas. So we're a petroleum-driven economy. It touches every part of our economy, and petroleum prices are going up to much higher than it was before. I think the last time I checked, it was ending, because most times we'll check the price of crude oil at the end of the day. I think the last time I checked, it was $113, and that's up from about $68 before the war.
What reassurance can you give or offer the public in the TCA about TCA's ability to manage the situation if it gets worse?
Well, the thing about it is that the one, I would say that our government has shown that it's open to subsidizing cost of living. You know what I mean? So we've done it before. We did it during COVID. We did it all the way into 2024, where we've given cost of living adjustments. So it's not beyond our government to do it if it got to that.